gospel says, if anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, he cannot be my disciple. And Father Robert Barron comments, he says, it's an odd religion which would have us love our enemies and hate our mother and father. Well, he says it's a kind of spiritual shock therapy. It's meant to awaken us from complacency. It's a Semitic style. It's Jewish exaggeration. Like that passage that said, let the dead bury their dead. Like we say, it's that Jewish exaggeration. God must be the center. That's the point. There's a hierarchy to love. That the hierarchy of love is God is first, our spouse is second, children are third, and the world comes fourth. Okay? If, like they say, if I love my spouse more than I love God, then I do not love my spouse as much as I would if I loved God first and my spouse second. Because if God is not first, it's only a natural love. But if God is first, it's a supernatural love. Okay. And the point is, don't let inordinate attachments to mother, father, children distract us from doing God's will. Don't let them compromise truth. Don't try to placate a family member and as a result, sacrifice doing God's will. The more dispossessed we are of inordinate attachments to persons and things, the more free we are to give ourselves to God and to allow His life to surge through us, His grace to surge through us. And grace is always a gift. It's always received. Like there's that story of a young man who visits a monk, and he says, I seek happiness. And he comes with his hands outstretched in order to grasp that happiness. And the monk slaps his hands down because happiness is not something we take, it's something we can only receive. It's a gift. Okay? Like we say, like the world would try to convince us, like the beer commercial, you only go around once in life, so you have to grab all the gusto you can. Okay? Well, the truth is, when we pursue our own pleasure, we lose our happiness. Joy is always a gift, a grace. And grace means gift. It's never something we take. It's always something we receive. Like that's why we can never take. We may never take Holy Communion. We can only receive Holy Communion. The priest doesn't let us take a host out of the chalice because we can only receive a gift. We can only receive a grace. And that gospel goes on to tell us how seriously we take this responsibility of the spiritual life. He says, it's as grave an undertaking as building a house. It's as serious as a king going to war. And like we said, once we order our lives according to God's hierarchy, then His grace, His peace, His joy can surge through us. Like sometimes people think, I'll be happy when, and we can kind of fill in the blank. When my ego is satisfied, when I get this pleasure, when I get out of high school, when I move somewhere else. Okay? But the correct way to fill in the blank, I'll be happy when, is when my spiritual life is ordered according to God's order. And like the gospel goes on to say, when I pick up my cross and follow Christ, that's when my life is ordered. They say, right now, you and I have everything right in front of us to be happy. Okay. In the book, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, it describes life in a concentration camp. And he says there were people in that concentration camp who were happy, even though they were deprived of everything that the world tells them they need to be happy. Auschwitz was kind of hell on earth, but some people were happy. Like one example was Edith Stein. Edith Stein was the convert from Judaism. She took the name Sister Teresa Benedictor of the Cross when she entered a Carmelite monastery. And the Nazis went into that monastery and took her and her sister to a detention camp. And the detention camp was a staging area for prisoners on their way to Auschwitz. And a fellow prisoner tells how there was a spirit of indescribable misery in the camp. But Sister Teresa Benedicta went among the women, comforting them, helping them, consoling them. Many of the women or the mothers were on the brink of insanity, not giving any thought to their children. Sister Teresa Benedicta would wash them, comb their hair. She tried to make sure that they were fed and cared for. Okay. And see, in a world gone wrong, the kingdom is always met with fierce resistance. That's carrying the cross, going against the current, going against the opposition. Taking up the cross is New Testament code for accepting the suffering that inevitably comes with being an agent in God's kingdom. The kingdom of God is the church, and the church is heaven on earth, even in the midst of the worst of sufferings. Maybe the analogy we can use is that Jesus on the cross experienced the worst human sufferings, but he also had the beatific vision. It was heaven on earth, in spite of the pain. So, like we say, you and I have everything we need to be happy right in front of us, even when we're riding on a cattle car to a death camp.